لبيك اللهم لبيك،
لبيك اللهم لبيك،
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، لبيك.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
Call of Unity.
If you ask me why do I love you, no matter where you are, we are the greatest ummah with the beating of our hearts. We are Muslims. La ilaha illallah Muhammadu Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Mustafa. Muhammad is his messenger.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Glorious, we praise Allah. May His peace and blessing upon His last messenger Muhammad and his progeny. Peace be upon them all. Dear listeners, everywhere you are, Salamun Alaikum, peace be upon all of you. The best wishes for you during this happy time, the week of unity for all Muslims. This radio station broadcasting to you from Center of Shia, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you are listening to the Call of Unity. We congratulate you this week, the week of birthday of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You can find lecture by Mr. Barati, different voices, different nationalities, different tradition, but all of them Muslims. And then we listen to biography of a golden character known as a pillar for Muslim unity and the viewpoint of well-known people about last religion, Islam. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stated, "A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor humiliates him, nor looks down upon him. Piety is here." Dear brothers and sisters, unity and solidarity among Muslim nations have to be built with sincerity of purpose. This is possible only by heeding what God Almighty commands in the Holy Quran and what was practically demonstrated by the Prophet. Islam and Muslim cannot be defended against the cultural onslaught of their common enemies unless the exemplary life of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt are studied and followed. The Prophet has spelled out in clear terms that the framework of unity, binding Islam and Muslim, are his infallible household.
Why the Prophet Muhammad united with, cooperated with other people or with other groups of Muslims? Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, Muslims, you are in one group, you should unite, you should not separate.
Now, unity does not depend on quantity.
We have different groups, like we have Shias, we have Sunnis.
Our Islam is one. Our Prophet is one. Our Quran is one. Our Kitab is one.
Around the country nowadays, we have to unite together because there is not anything conflict among us.
As we Muslims, we should follow the teachings of Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So we see why the Prophet Muhammad united with, cooperated with other people or with other groups of Muslims.
And we have one Kaaba, one Quran, one Usul. All the things are same. So what are the difference? I don't think there is any difference.
We are studying together, we are eat together and have a good communication among ourselves.
Inshallah, I hope in future, near future, we will show, we will see the unity on the large scale.
And Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy to be proud to call myself a Muslim and to be a Shia.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, ilaha.
All the Muslims know it's wrong to believe that the slogan submissive tie with the enemies will save Muslim. A true Muslim state has to be independent, and independence is not possible unless people strive for self-sufficiency, solidarity, and security under one leadership system. What is required are cultural and intellectual methods to help bridge the gulf of the past centuries. This is possible through expert gathering in different fields with sincere efforts to study and remove the root cause of differences among Muslims. But there should be another step to achieve this success. That is unity in leadership. Mr. Bharati, religious scholar and professor of university, is going to analyze this matter for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in the program of Call of Unity. We are in Week of Unity, the anniversary of birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, peace be upon him and his household, Prophet of Light, Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Love, Prophet of Peace. Hope for you and all of his followers and lovers the best and the greatest victories and achievements in this time. The next step or the next element for making unity for Islamic world is unity of leadership. If we can make a kind of unity of leadership, this helps a lot for Muslims to become unified, because Muslims or members of this nation, they are followers and they are obedient to this leadership. Always nations are following their leaders. Their leaders are important, are making decisions. Muslims are after their leaders, following their leaders. So if the leaders are unified, if there is one unified leadership in the Islamic world existing and acting, it can easily make the Ummah unified, like the manager of an office or a manager of an organization can easily unify his organization members or workers. In a bigger measure, in a bigger society like Ummah and nation, when the leadership is one, or if they are leading the society in a group, they have coordination among themselves.
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah.
Leadership is decisive, is important. Because of that, unity of leadership is also important in making unity for Ummah. Like a company or an office or a school, if the manager, if the principal, if the president is one person or a very well-organized group, they can unify the school or office easily. In a bigger measure, Islamic Ummah also has leadership, as management. If the manager is one person and can make decision by himself, or they are a group, but this group is very well organized and unified, in this situation, they can easily unify the Islamic Ummah. If all of the leaders or people in the leadership, high rank officials, high rank figures, they can co-understand and they can also understand the interest and benefit of their nation and their Ummah. In this situation, they can easily remove all kinds of difference and dispute inside Ummah, between Ummah, and unify them and make them to act as one body, as we told in former programs and sessions. And in this time, the brain of this body, which is giving commands to the body, is acting very well and is unified and is well organized and can organize the body and the society and the nation. So this is also another important and initial and decisive step in making unity in the Islamic Ummah. So we like to come to the results and to the last steps of this unity. And last step is to make a kind of inter action and relation and communication between the organs of this body. Organs of this body, as we told you, as we narrated from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which told us all of the Islamic ummah are like one body, one human body, and if one organ is in pain or in ache, others help it and co-understand and sympathy with it. These are last steps and as results for Islamic unity. You know what is written upon the gate of United Nations? Two poems of Saadi, Iranian famous poet, which is reflecting this tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and chose it as and put it on the gate of building headquarters. So Muslims should have communication to each other, bilateral relations, changes, exchanges of idea, of knowledge, of experts, of facilities, of wealthies and treasuries. And instead of having, for example, business with their enemies or with other nations and living their own co-religious people, to increase and to further the relations between the Ummah's members. So we are coming to the end of this part of program and asking for you, all of our dear listeners, brothers and sisters, prosperity and progress, and hoping that we can gain and achieve Islamic unity in this very prosperous occasion of birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I hope to meet you soon in another part of this program.
Sallallahu alayka ya Abdillah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Thank you, dear listeners. Mr. Bharati, religious scholar, spoke about the second element on Muslims' unity. God willing, the continuance of his speech will be on the other part of the call of unity. In Muslim world, they're rare, and of course there are lots of character that prepare their mind for action. They were self-control that is one of the specification of a real Muslim, and they set their hope for uniting Muslim world fully in the grace of Allah. Thus, as should be clear to our listeners, only the brilliant thoughts of the Islamic unity will help Muslims revive the great Islamic civilization and pave the way for the best condition. Who are they?
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah.
Heralds of Unity. Muhammad Iqbal Lahori was born in the Punjab on February 22, 1873. His ancestors, who were Kashmiri Brahmins, had embraced Islam 200 years earlier. Iqbal's own father was a devout Muslim with Sufistic bent of mind. He received his early education in Sialkot. After passing the entrance examination, he joined Intermediary College. Mir Hassan, a great Oriental scholar, had a special aptitude for imparting his own literary taste to his students. Under his influence, Iqbal was drawn toward Islamic studies, which he regarded to be an outstanding favor that he could not forget it all his life. Passing on to the Government College of Lahore, Iqbal did his graduation with English literature, philosophy, and Arabic as his subjects. Iqbal preferred Persian for poetic expression because its circle was wider than that of Urdu in Muslim India. His Persian works, Secrets of the Self, Mysteries of Selflessness, Message of the East, The Song of Eternity, belong to the same period of his life. And so is Reconstruction of Religious Thoughts in Islam, which was extensively appreciated and translated into many languages. Academics were set up in Italy and Germany for the study of Iqbal's poetry and philosophy.
La ilaha illallah.
In 1930, he was elected to preside over at the annual session of Muslim League. In 1930-31, he attended the Round Table Conference, which met in London to frame a constitution for India. He believed Muslims are supposed to work together toward a common goal set by the Quran and shown by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, through his Sunnah. They are brothers and sisters because they are bounded by the common ideology of the unity of God and the unity of humankind. When Greeks attacked Turkey in 1923, Iqbal's heart started crying. He knew that it was not just an attack on Turkey, but it was an attack on Islam itself. He tried to free the Muslim mind from the prevailing colonial mentality and from Muslims' own narrow self-interests. He wrote the poem, Sunrise of Islam, which later became one of his classic works. He said, "Greed has torn apart humankind. You Muslims become role models of love and brotherhood. Get beyond the narrow boundaries of nationalities and jump into the limitless ocean of Islam." The last phase of Iqbal's life was embittered with constant illness. He had lots of writing and poetries to encourage Muslim community to be united. Iqbal was the poet who knew the meaning of real Islam. Let us conclude with the following message of Iqbal. There is one common gain and one common loss for all Muslims. Remember the Prophet's hadith that all Muslims are like a body. One Prophet, peace be upon him, for all. One Kaaba, one Allah, and one Quran for all. How great it would be if Muslims also were one.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, ilaha wahida.
You're listening to the Call of Unity from Islamic Republic of Iran. We'll come to different part of the program. As you know, all Muslims have one Qibla, one religion, one God, and one holy book. And in most of the area, common enemies and one enemy. Mr. Bharati, religious scholar, speaks about it.
As you know, we talked about the concept of unity, roots of unity, and methods of achieving unity for Islamic world. Now we continue of methods of achieving unity. One of the most important methods for achieving unity for Islamic world is to have unity in front of enemies, against enemies of Islam and Muslims. You know, in this contemporary world, there are efforts to attack Islam and Muslims. There is a phenomena in this contemporary world called Islamophobia. Fear of Islam, which some of people feel towards Islam, hatred of Islam, insult to Islam, and a kind of intention to suppress Muslims, to make difference and dispute inside Muslims. This is a real phenomena. We feel it in this world, especially in recent years in the West. You witnessed caricatures and cartoons about Prophet of Islam and some words and expresses, discussions against Islam from prominent figures in the West. And you know, some of the states and governments, especially, they hate Islam and they try to hit Islam, to attack Islam. So this is a reality that Islam has some enemies in this world. And these enemies try to attack Islam in any moment, by any mean, by any method, by any instrument and device they have available in front of them. So hostility and enmity to Islam is a reality. Everybody can understand it easily. So if we want to bring unity to Islamic Ummah and to Islamic nation, one of the ways and one of the methods is to unify them in front of these enemies. And in this case, they can achieve unity, they can achieve progress, they can achieve glory and respect. Because if they act as one body, as one hand, like our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, "Al-Muslimuna yadun wahidatun ala man sivahum." All of them are one hand in defense, in resistance towards enemies and invaders and suppressors and aggressors. So unity in this field is necessary, and this danger or these dangers can bring unity to the Islamic world. This is also another method and another important and a realistic method for making unity for the Islamic world, because it is very clear that all of us have common enemies, have common threats, have common challenges. So we have to be unified.
Allah, 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 Subhanallah, Allah, Allah.
If we cannot make unity, we cannot resist. We cannot defend our enemies, and we cannot win the battle. So because of that, this kind of unity, this case of unity, brings the general and universal unity for the Islamic Ummah. And unfortunately, we are very late understanding this necessity. If we understood it in recent decades, we were now better in situation and more powerful, and never witnessed issues like issue of Palestine, which Palestine is separated from the body of Islamic world and is under control of people who hate really Islam, like Zionists. Zionists were not able to take over, to control Palestine if Muslims were unified, if they had unity, if they were acting as one hand and one body. The only thing which made them successful and they could win this battle in Palestine was lack of unity inside the Islamic Ummah and Islamic nation. So we are going to reach the most important parts of these methods, which is unity in front of enemies.
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah.
The other method for making unity inside the Islamic world is to have a kind of spirituality which makes Muslims friendly to each other, to make Muslims peaceful with each other, because every Muslim individual is seeking for peace. You know, when we meet each other, we say assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum means peace be upon you. We are wishing peace and we are wishing a kind of ease for others. We don't wish war. We don't wish conflict. We don't wish fighting. We wish peace. Peace is better than war in Islam. As-sulhu khayrun. Quran says that peace is prosperity, is absolute prosperity. So because of that, we wish it for everybody. Assalamu alaikum. Also, when we want to say goodbye, we say assalamu alaikum. In our prayers, we say assalamu alaikum. One of the names of Allah is salam, which means peace. So peace is a very good method for making unity. All of us are looking for peace. Muslims are looking for peace. So even we can reach unity with some of non-Muslims in this way, because a lot of people also in this world are seeking and looking for peace. So seeking for peace is a very good method for unity, because peace unifies people. Thank you very much. We are going to the end of this part of program, wishing to meet you very soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Stay tuned and accept our congratulations on the birthday of the great prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. Dear listeners, we've just listened to the speech of Mr. Bharati, religious scholar. Dear listeners, I want you to listen to the speech of Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him, about the unity of Muslim world. He said, O Muslims of the world, O followers of monotheism, the secrets behind all of the problems in Islamic countries are disunity and a failure to cooperate. The secret of success is unity and cooperation. Allah the Most High said in one sentence, and hold on to the rope of Allah, everyone, and do not divide. Holding on to the rope of Allah is a way of stating the cooperation of all Muslims with each other. Everyone should be working for Islam, be moving toward Islam, and be working for the interests of Muslims by escaping disunity, which is the foundation of all failure. I ask Allah for greatness of Islam and the Muslims, and for the unity of Muslims in the world.
La ilaha illallah.
Dear Muslim friend, that was the second program of the Call of Unity. We again congratulate all the Muslim in different countries on the week of the unity. We hope that Muslims follow the Prophet's perfect path for building unity and solidarity. Tomorrow again, follow the Call of Unity. Goodbye.
If you ask me, why do I love you? No matter where you are, we are the greatest ummah. With the beating of our hearts, we are Muslims. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Mustafa. Muhammad is his messenger.